These are the Daily Tech headlines for Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft is remodeling, Waze is embracing motorcyclists, but first, Snapchat is rolling out a new design and will now separate social snaps from publisher content on two different screens, and also switch to an algorithmic sorting of snaps to sort by what it deems a user's favorite people, not just people who post the most often. Snapchat will continue to show ads between stories and discover content. In an ongoing patent war, Apple filed a countersuit against Qualcomm in a U.S. district court in San Diego Wednesday, alleging that Qualcomm's Snapdragon 800 and 820 processors, found in Android phones like Google's Pixels and a variety from Samsung, infringe on at least eight of Apple's patents. And back in July, Qualcomm sued Apple of infringing several of its patents around battery life, which Apple denies, stating that Qualcomm's patents were in fact invalid. Facebook is trying to curb suspicious activity by using a face photo captcha to verify if a user is in fact that real person before unlocking access to the account. The prompt, which some users have claimed goes back till April, says, "Please upload a photo of yourself that clearly shows your face. We'll check it and then permanently delete it from our servers." A Facebook spokesperson tells Wired the photo test is one of several methods, both automated and manual, used to detect suspicious activity. Waze has updated its Android and iOS apps, including more accurate directions for motorcycle riders and a hands-free OK Waze voice command prompt for users in the UK, the US, and Canada. Waze also will include carpool lanes in its routing system in 22 US states, plus Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal, with more cities in the US and Canada on the way. Microsoft is planning a big overhaul of its 500-acre headquarters in Redmond, Washington. The company will demolish 12 buildings and then build 18 more, with emphasis on more open offices. The construction will add around 2.5 million square feet to its existing 15 million it already has on the campus, which will accommodate an additional 8,000 employees. The project will take 5 to 7 years to complete. More details on Uber's October 2016 data breach now shows that 2.7 million UK users' data, including names, phone numbers, and email addresses, were also affected. Last Friday, Uber informed the government of the breach, but didn't disclose numbers until today. The company claims around 3 million users in London and operates in multiple other cities across the UK. Andy Rubin has taken a leave of absence as CEO of Essential, sources tell The Information. The so-called father of Android reportedly left Google in 2014 after an internal investigation found he had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate that violates Google's policy. A spokesperson for Rubin tells The Information, "Any relationship was consensual. Essential confirmed Rubin's leave of absence, but declined to comment any further." Apple's released a patch for a security vulnerability in Mac OS High Sierra, discovered Tuesday, that allowed an attacker to bypass administrator authentication without needing the admin password. The issue didn't affect older versions of Mac OS. The update is available for download now, and Apple says it'll be auto-installed on all systems running High Sierra 10.13.1. Karen Baratoff, a 22-year-old Canadian citizen, pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts in federal court in San Francisco on Tuesday for his role in the 2014 data breach that exposed 500 million Yahoo accounts. The charges included conspiracy to commit computer fraud and abuse and aggravated identity theft. Baratoff was arrested in Toronto back in March. He was charged alongside 3 other men, including 2 intelligence agents from Russia's Federal Security Service. However, no extradition agreement exists between the U.S. and Russia, where all 3 currently reside. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Daily Tech Headlines is only supported by you, so thanks to all who support the show at patreon.com/DTNS. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.